Inventory management specialist Kent Shields is letting go of the petty frustrations that come with the day-to-day work week grind and forging ahead.
It's such a changing event in our lives. I'm old and I'll be able to retire, but it's like a big door shutting and the chapter of the book ending.
Operations engineer shift technologist Jamie Mascarenas just signed on to work at Pueblo Chemical Depot in Colorado. He says he's going to miss his family and friends. Deseret Chemical Depot means a lot to him because his father spent 39 years working here, starting out in the early 1940s when it first began storing weapons.
To be part of that, coming in here and actually getting rid of this all these chemical munitions, it's a privilege to work here, and the safety environment and the culture here is just really great. We have a good thing going, and it's going to end on a safe note.
The title of the ceremony was End of Operations, but it's really the end of stockpile, says Depot Commander Colonel Mark Pomeroy. He says there are plenty of operations left to complete in the next 2 years before handing over the property to Tooele Army Depot.
It's a big day. We've had literally five generations working here, and it's important to take time to thank all those folks that have worked here for a relatively dangerous mission and really doing something that makes the world a safer place in the end.
The depot housed about 44% of the nation's chemical weapons, which were destroyed over the course of 16 years, beginning in 1996. It destroyed its last chemical agent in January of this year. Site project manager Ted Ryba says since February 1st, the depot has been in decontamination mode. In April 2013, they'll begin monitoring for contaminant levels, and in June, they'll start preparing for final demolition.
And then about July of 14 is when we expect to be completely done with demolition of the building, all the residual scrap and rubble taken off to a landfill, and then pretty much, as I've been saying, back to green grass and daisies down at the site.
The depot employs a mix of government and contract workers. Officials say the government workforce is a bit older, so a good portion will retire with the project's completion. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Evans for Utah Public Radio.